Human Core.
Hi, this is Ruben. I just missed your call.
Okay, please hold on.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, this is Ruben. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. My phone had a problem. Can you hear me okay now?
Oh, okay.
And your name's Mr. Kim, right?
Who's calling?
My name is Ruben. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. I just missed your call, I believe.
What is this regarding?
EDS Investment, Mi Choi, the Hong Kong Bajun.
Okay.
Are you the person that just called me?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Your name's Mr. Kim, correct?
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Kim. My name is Ruben. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So here's the question I have. I've got these minutes of the meeting of the incorporators. Do you have those in front of you?
Yes.
And so what? I'm just a filter for the funding department. I just don't want to send any documentation that will jeopardize their loan. And we're just looking to verify that the two people own the business. And okay. What I don't understand is this. It says that at the top of page one, it says the board of directors held its first meeting on September 15th, 2015. But
okay, just hold on. Let me grab the file.
Okay, great.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have it.
Okay. So here's just my question. On page one, it says the first meeting was held on September 15th. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
15th. And then I go to page two, and it says September 15th. Okay, understand. No big deal. But then when I go to the middle of page two, it says dated. The 14th day of September. So what I don't understand is, how would something be dated before the meeting had place, and then it says signed by all directors? I don't know if they're supposed to sign there. The other question I have is this. Then if you go to the waiver, on the second page it says 15th, and then it says dated 14th date. And then if you also go to page 3, it says September 15th, okay. And if you go to page... If you go to page, let's see where else dates are. And then if you go to page 5, it says affix the corporate seal here. I don't know if they're supposed to put a seal there at all.
Okay.
I don't know if that has to be done. I'm not a paperwork person.
Because this is, the supply, the seal matter, right? Purchase the seal and then... fixed here.
Correct.
This is the soft copy, right?
I don't know, but the question I have is this. It says that if you go to page 6, it goes, selection of annual accounting period, that the fiscal year of this corporation shall commence on September 14th and shall end on December 31st. So my guess is, and this is just my guess, I'm not accusatory, my guess is that this was made and there's some dates that are wrong, because I don't understand how something can be dated. I can understand how you can have a meeting on September 15th, but then you can date it September 14th. That doesn't make sense to me.
So your first question is that why on the second page, the meeting date actually is September 15th, but then why it is dated at Cyprus 14th day of September, right?
Well, my question is this. Are these supposed to be September 15th and it's just an error?
Actually, I did it intentionally.
Okay.
This is some kind of a notice to the director. before holding at the actual meeting. That means that the one day before the actual meeting, they sent out the proxy to all directors. Yeah. So the date 14th day means that the proxy notice sending date.
But if you go to look,
you prefer, then I can change.
I don't know. It's nothing I prefer. I'm just trying to get their loan funded. It's nothing that I prefer. But here's what I don't understand. It says here. If you read, like, for example, if you go on the second page, it says the call. It says it's going to be held on this date. Do hereby call the first meeting on the 15th, and then it's dated on the 14th.
Yeah, 14th day means that.
Oh, so is this meaning that it's being signed on the 14th, and the meeting is supposed to take place on the 15th?
Yeah. Sign on 14th, and then having a meeting, actual meeting on 15th.
Okay. I mean, I can send this in if you think this is fine. I mean, I can send it in. Do we actually have one question? So did you actually, so they have shares, right?
Yeah.
Do you actually have a stock certificate? Because that might be an easier way for us to solve this problem. Do we have something that shows that she owns 40% and he owns 60%? Do we have anything like that, like a stock certificate?
Actually, stock certificate exactly reflect that share rate.
I'm sorry?
The stock certificate reflect the exact share rate.
Exact what? I'm sorry, say that once more.
So,
sir, sorry about that. The connection was kind of bad. What does the stock certificate show?
Yeah, isn't that enough to show the stock rate shares late on the in the minutes?
It is, but I'm not in the funding department, so I just want their loan to go smoothly. So what I was thinking is, I don't need all the minutes. All I really need to do is show. We just need to verify 100% ownership. That's it. And the only reason we're asking for that in the funding department is because on the Secretary of State, it only shows one person, which is no big deal. But if you have a stock, I'm just trying to think. Do you have a stock certificate? Because then I don't even have to send these meetings in and issue dates. I can just say, hey, look, here are stock certificates. Here, this shows James owns 60%. This one shows she owns 40%. Do you have those issued yet, or you guys haven't done those yet?
We didn't issue the physical stock certificate at this point, but then if we need it, then we need to prepare.
No, I think we're gonna be fine with this. I'm gonna extract the share information, just those two pages, and send it in. I think that will work.
Oh.
So let me send these in. And I'm going to send it in right now, and I'll let you know if I need anything, okay?
So you're going to send the only the pages that shows the stock share late to your
computer? Yes. Correct.
Okay.
But I think that's a better idea.
If you prefer, then I can change the days.
I'm not an expert on that, so that makes sense. I'm going to send it in right now, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kim.
So only you're gonna send the pages that shows the stock rate.
Correct.
Okay, I see. I got it.
Thanks, Mr. Kim.
Okay, no problem.
Bye bye.
Bye.